Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, good evening. Our church gives a tithe offering from all the offerings we have collected for the work of God outside of this church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 42,100 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your overflowing blessings for us spiritually and financially as a token of thanksgiving. We'd like to give you a tithe offering. Everything belongs to you and we are yours. And our finances are yours. And to express our faith in these matters, we give you this tithe offering. Please consecrate this and use it for your work. Thank you for your grace and blessings. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And once again, good morning. Well, next week, on Monday of next week, at 7 p.m., we hold Kokoro Gospel Concert. Let's watch a promotional video of this concert. The purpose for us to hold this concert is revival. This concert will be held at 7 p.m. of Monday of next week. Please come. And this concert itself is spiritual warfare to bind the evil spirits that hold people. And it means a lot for us to sing new songs to the Lord because our faith will be deepened as we sing new songs to the Lord. And, you know, we sing J-Gospel consisting of songbooks of peacefulness and a sound of wind. And many of those songs contain teaching of thanksgiving and praise. We hold this concert for mild evangelism to reach people. We know that people will be touched through this music. In my younger days, some churches used to hold English classes to reach non-Christians. And when I pioneered this church, the Lord led me to go hiking and luncheon party and bowling party, and that kept a lot of people remain in this church, and that was also mild evangelism. By the way, we will have Hakuba camp, and let's watch a promotional video of this camp.
白い馬であった。それに乗っている者は弓を持っていた。彼は冠を与えられ、勝利の上にさらに勝利を得ようとして出て行った。白馬キャンプ2018。白馬キャンプは夏に行われるクリスチャンのキャンプです。毎年長野県小谷村のホテルグリーンプラザ白馬で行われます。21回目を迎える今年は日本全国海外からリバイバルを信じる516名の方々が参加されました。神様は今も生きて働いています。日本におけるリバイバルはすでに始まっています。このキャンプは神様と共にリバイバルの働きを進めることを目的としたキャンプです。朝夕の集会では参加者が共に神様を賛美し、聖書の話を通して神様からの祝福を受けます。
ですから私たち人々はですね、神様の最も強い愛を通して愛されているということなんですね。
白馬キャンプの朝は神様を礼拝することから始まります。では早速蒼天聖会に行きましょう。蒼天聖会では賛美、証、メッセージの時が持たれます。多くの祝福を受けますね。Under 21コンテスト。
皆さんこんにちは、リポーターのノエです。 J ゴスペルコンテスト2018キッズファイナル in 白馬、また Under 21ファイナル in 白馬が間もなく始まろうとしています。
会場の熱気は最高潮。早速歌を聴いてみましょう。
ずっと救われなかった祖母が、数年前に白馬キャンプに来て救われました。
素晴らしい証です。お、どうやらコンテストの結果が出たようです。優勝は子供器物。そしてUnder 21の優勝はエシュルン。
I was very surprised by that.
おめでとうございます。ありがとうございました。 Congratulations。
J ゴスペルコンテストファイナル in 白馬、いよいよ始まります。今年も多くのお客様が来て、いや去年より多いかもしれません。続々と集まっています。
皆さんこんにちは。ただいまより第18回 J ゴスペルコンテスト
ついに開幕です。今年はスプレンダーから始まります。
Thank you.
葉キャンプで受けた恵みを聞いていきます。第2弾。
私は小学校、中学校、高校と学校に行けずに家に引きこもっていましたが、神様に大学に行けるように、また解放されるように祈ったら大学に行って、今は元気に働いています。
感謝します。コンテストの結果が出たようです。
はい、見事優勝を果たされました。エルサレムに来ていただきました。おめでとうございます。はい、涙ぐむ場面もありましたが、どういった心境でしたか？
涙ぐむ場面はもう全然考えてなかったんですけど、やっぱり賞状いただいたりとかトロフィーいただいたりとかして実感がこう湧いてきたら、やっぱり1位っていうのは重いなと思うと、こうなんか言葉に詰まりました。
はい、改めましておめでとうございます。ありがとうございます。
さあ、この後グランドチャンピオン大会で殿堂入りのギフツと優勝者のエルサレムが激突します。結果は
ギフツがグランドチャンピオン。
はい、見事4年連続殿堂入りを果たされましたギフツの皆さんです。おめでとうございます。はい、心境をお願いします。
すごく嬉しいです。
皆さんで一言お願いします。
God is love。
最終日、
皆さんに何を語ってくださるのか、どんな計画を持っているのか、それを聞いたならば、もちろん信じることは語っていくことですよ。
私たちがこの、ね、神様に愛されて応答していく、愛されて応答していく一つがね、感謝のことを人々に伝えていくという働き。
確かに主が働いてくださって、そして出て行って伝えるっていうのから私たちに与えられた使命ですから、それを全うしていくんであればね、神様が働いてくださって、そして多くの方々に触れ、そして多くの方々が解放され、癒しがなされ、そして救いが起きてくるんです。
いかがでしたでしょうか。このキャンプは終わりますが、 神様の働きは永遠へと続いています。それぞれの地で神様と共に働き、また来年白馬キャンプでお会いできるのを楽しみにしています。それではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you。The purpose of this Hakuba camp, we have several purposes. One is for fellowship and another is for the growth of our faith and also for completing the will of God toward the end times and pursuing with revival that is now going on. And you know, after we started to hold this camp, a great changes started to happen in the world situation, including the issues about the North Korea and world economy problems. And we know that these problems will last and this will affect all people, including non-Christians and Christians. But we hold this Hakuba camp, and please bring your friends and family members, and we know that the Lord is going to pour out His Holy Spirit even more, and we are able to expect for Him to do a great thing through this camp. When I looked at myself, I knew my personality, and I usually get bored very easily. So I thought when I became a Christian, I thought I would become a Christian, enthusiastic Christian for only a year, and then I would get bored. But I have never got bored because the Lord has been doing great, various things, wonderful things for us. Now, let's watch a music video that took the 7th place in the last Christian Film Festival.
的外れない生き方はやめて、ど真ん中照準合わせ行こう。みんな気づいていないけど、僕らは偶然生まれたんじゃない。何のため様言ってた。心の真ん中にぽっかりと開いた穴はリア充だって埋められないんだ。抜け殻のような操り人形じゃない。意味のない人生なんて一つもないんだ。的外れない生き方はやめて、ど真ん中照準合わせ行こう。ワクワクする未来が待ってる。
This movie is pretty, and this message, the message through this movie really came into our hearts. Now let's watch another movie, 1 minute video.
皆さんこんにちは。今回のテーマは復活祭です。東京ディズニーランドやデパートなどでイースターエッグとかイースターバニーなどのイベントが開催されているので、皆さんもイースターという言葉を聞いたことがあると思いますが、このイースターこそ復活祭のことです。ただイースターという言葉は異教の偶像の名前を由来としているため、正しくは復活祭です。さて復活祭とは、イエス・キリストが私たちの罪の身代わりに十字架にかかって死なれ、3日目に復活されたことを記念する日です。復活祭の日付は毎年変わります。これはイスラエルで太陰暦を使っているためで、具体的には春分の日の後の最初の満月から数えて最初の日曜日と定められています。これはAD325 年に開かれたニカイア公会議という世界教会会議で取り決められました。現在日本を含め多くの国で使われているグレゴリオ暦、いわゆる太陽暦では、復活祭の日にちは毎年3月22日から4月25日の間になっています。それではまた。
Today is the Easter, but the term Easter comes from name of a goddess, heathen goddess. I don't think it's proper for us to call this day Easter. Let's say it just the day of the day of the resurrection. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He is sinless, and he was crucified on our behalf on the cross. He died on the cross, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. This is his resurrection. God called this because he loves us. We are most loved by God, but we have sins. Because of our sins, God cannot reach us with his love. So he sent his only begotten Son Jesus Christ, who is sinless to this earth, and he was crushed and punished for our sins, and on the third day he rose again. This is the central teaching of Christianity, and this is the meaning of Easter, the day of resurrection. Christians, we are given two main blessings. One is that our sins are forgiven. When you believe in the cross of Jesus, you'll never be judged by God because your sins are forgiven. And the other thing is that we are given eternal life. Our sins are forgiven and we are given eternal life. But another blessing for us is that in our lives, we will be given His blessings, His miracles, and His works in our lives. But some Christians experience them, but other Christians, they don't experience them. Why? We can think of some reasons. One of the reasons is that the way of our thinking is off from a point. Of course, I think there are other reasons, but one reason is that our way of thinking is off. It doesn't make a point. We are sinners. The Bible said that we are dust. Dust means worthless. But it's more than worthless. We have committed sins. You know, dust's worthless, but dust doesn't commit a sin. We are like cockroaches. You know, cockroaches are empty things. When cockroaches are crushed and stamped, the internal organs have come out. We are like those cockroaches. But God loves us as we are, and He shows His love through the cross of Jesus. Jesus was crucified on the cross, and He was punished for our sins. And when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we repent of our sins, and we make a decision not to commit a sin again, when we repent, our sins are totally forgiven. But some people say that they, after they repent, they commit a sin once again. Well, then you should repent again. Forgiveness of sins are like our having a pass to take a train. If we have a pass, we can take a train many times. So when we commit a sin, we should repent, and then after that, if we commit a sin again, we should repent, and then we receive His forgiveness. You know, when I look at myself, I can look at myself as a cockroach that it was stamped by the feet of people and had all the internal organs coming out. But you are also sinners like cockroaches with internal organs coming out of them being stamped. But when we repent of our sins are all forgiven. And the Lord tells us that we are precious in His eyes. We are honored and precious in His eyes. And He said we are like a jewel. Even though we are sinners, when we receive grace of God, you know, I used to have a misunderstanding because for me to gain God's blessings and receive His blessings, I thought that I should lead a clean life. I should be holy. You know, I had a misunderstanding that thinking that unless I was holy, I wouldn't be blessed by God. I used to think that even though I prayed, because I was not holy enough, I was not like Jesus enough, and my acts or actions were not good enough, I will be able to be blessed by God. For example, on Sunday, I looked back my past week and I couldn't do well as a Christian. And that made me believe that I was not worthy to be blessed by God in the Sunday worship service. I took a seat in the last row at the back of the sanctuary to try to hide. But we are entitled to God's all the blessings when we repent. And I have thought, like, when I looked at other Christians, and I sometimes wondered, and I couldn't figure out why such a person was so blessed by God, even though they were not really do good as a Christian. Of course, the Lord wants us to be transformed, to be like Jesus. But that is the result of us receiving blessings from God. And that is not a cause for us to receive blessings from God. I thought I was looking at the acts of a certain Christian, and I didn't think that he deserved God's blessings, but he was really blessed by God because he. But that was my misunderstanding, and I got to learn about the true principle of faith. I find out that God even blessed me when I was. When my actions or acts were not good enough, I was beginning to understand the cause of blessing for us is the cross of Jesus. When you believe in the cross of Jesus and repent of your sins, you are able to receive blessings from God. God wants you to understand this and receive this blessing. We are sinners and we believe in the cross of Jesus. On that foundation, God blesses us. The foundation of our blessings is we believe, we repent of our sins and we believe in the cross of Jesus, and then we are able to be blessed by God. A prophecy came forth saying that this church is going to be a mega church, 100,000 times or a million. But you know, when that comes true, people will surely tell us, why are you so blessed? When they look at me, they will think so. But that's the wrong way of looking at. Of course, I'd like to be like Jesus. I know that the Lord is drawing closer to him, but I know that I'm really powerless. I'm weak. But the reason why God blesses me is because I know that I'm a sinner and I believe in the cross of Jesus, and then the Lord makes me righteous in his eyes. The cross of Jesus is a cause that you are able to receive blessings from God. On that basis, you should seek God. God blesses those who believe in the cross of Jesus. God blesses those who repented of their sins. God gives the best blessing to those who have repented of their sins. Of course, we should seek to be holy. We should seek to be sanctified, but that's not a cause for us to be blessed by God. And the day of resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, on this day we should be reminded of God's, of this basis. As I told you, the term Easter, I don't like to use this because this term comes from the name of a heathen goddess, but today is a special day. But another surprisingly wonderful blessing happened on this day. Jesus was resurrected into a spiritual body. When Jesus was put on the cross, he had a body of blood and flesh. He had a fresh body. But when he rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene and the disciples, they didn't recognize him because his appearance changed, because he died in flesh, a natural body. He died in the natural body, but he rose from the dead. He resurrected into a spiritual body. And forgiveness of sins and making us righteous are a part of Jesus' resurrection. But also, when we are resurrected, we'll be given a spiritual body. Now, let's go into the Bible. For us to receive God's blessings, we need to exercise our faith. As I have told you that the basis of a blessing, or by receiving blessing from God, is the cross of Jesus. Every time we make a failure, we should repent of our sins and we should seek to be blessed by God. If you admit that you are sinners and you repent of your sins and you believe in the cross of Jesus, you'll be blessed. But on that basis, you'll be able to seek the best for you from God. Let us exercise faith. Principles of using faith is standing on the word of God and obeying it. In short, the Bible tells us to ask and it will be given to you. Let's stand on this word, saying, ask and it will be given to you. Let's ask. Without asking, you'll not be given. This is the first step for using faith. Today we have read Mark chapter 11 from verse 22 to 24. And this will be the next step. This says, when the Lord tells us that will come to pass, when the point lies in verse 24, therefore I tell you, Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it'll be yours. We need to look at the whole Bible to interpret one scripture verse. Comparing other scripture verses, here it says, whatever you ask for in prayer, that means whatever you ask for in prayer, according to God's will, if what you ask for is His will, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. You can ask God to give you an apple. And you, believing that, God giving you an apple is His will, then you can ask God for an apple and you'll be given an apple. And in two ways here it says, you need to say, you need to confess, you need to believe. Verse 23 says, believe that what he says will happen. So you need to say it. When Benjamin was born with a natural brain damage, the Lord spoke to us that he would heal him. I started to confess that Benjamin will be healed. Benjamin's disease is healed. Well, some people said that I was crazy, but I was just using the principle of my faith. Because when we believe that what we say will happen, that will come to pass. Of course, when that is His will. Now, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless us richly. You don't know where to go and you are anxious. Seek the will of God. And the Lord will speak to you and you need to stand on His word. Then a peace will be given to you and you will have confidence and then you will see His work. You have made some failures and you don't want to look at them. Give thanks to God for those things and hear what the Lord wants to tell you. Then you will see all things will work out for your good. You have very big problems in your relationship with your family. Come to God and pray and give thanks to God in prayer. That is a point, and you see a miracle happening. Now let's pray for healing, and first let's repent, and now let's seek healing in your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will touch each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I command all the diseases to leave us. I command to the diseases to leave us. I command to our bodies and mind, be healed, be healed, be healed. Your right ear is getting difficulty in hearing, but you're healed. Your eye, you can see only dimly, but your eyes are healed. You have a irregular pulse in your heart, and you're healed. In the name of Jesus, I have declared God's healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.